A barge that sank in a Kuskokwim River slough last fall near the village of Queethluck is still there. Residents are concerned fuel and oil from the barge may be contaminating a traditional watering hole. State officials say the tests haven't shown any contamination, but they have other concerns about the stranded barge. KYUK's Mark Earhart visited the village and has this report.
It's a cold February afternoon about a half mile from the village of Queethluck. Hard-packed snow crunches beneath our feet.
Tell me exactly where we are.
We are at the Kuskokwim Slough, right by the traditional watering hole where people from Queethluck pack originally used to pack water, and now it's contaminated with...
That's Ivan Olick, the water plant operator here in Queethluck. He says fuel and oil from heavy equipment on the sunken barge may be making people who consume river water sick.
This is the first experience that people noticed the water is different and tastes. And some kids, they say it's rainbow-like water. And I said, that's most likely diesel or something.
The barge, owned by Faulkner Walsh Constructors out of Bethel, has been in the water since October. Initially, some diesel fuel or lube oil did spill from the barge, which now sits half under the frozen ice. The city of Queethluck has advised residents to stop packing water from the river and is offering water free of charge from the village plant. Olick says he took a water sample from the traditional hole and sent it to a lab in the lower 48.
Because it said it's little to be reported, but consuming it will affect human, and people will start getting sick or nauseated or have diarrhea.
Bob Carlson is with the Department of Environmental Conservation here in Bethel.
And I reviewed the lab results of that sample, and in reviewing the results, I found that there were no hits or evidence of contaminants that they sampled for. And there was quite a list of, potential contaminants you might expect to find in petroleum that they did run samples for. And they simply didn't come up with anything.
Carlson says he cannot say why exactly people have gotten sick, but the sample suggests that it may not be from diesel fuel or other petroleum products in the water.
River water can make you sick. It has a lot of contaminants, particularly biological contaminants, bacteria and protozoans, things that can make you quite sick or worse.
Whatever is or isn't in the water, residents say it's the water that's making them ill. Carlson says his department has been in contact with Faulkner Walsh in order to get the firm to remove the barge, though nothing has happened as of yet.
Well, we've been trying to convince Faulkner Walsh to come up with a plan, submit a plan to the agencies who are concerned with this. That would be us, EPA, perhaps the Coast Guard, Department of Natural Resources, the State Department, and then proceed to remove the vehicles that are on the barge or were on the barge and the barge itself, so that they don't get loose and break up.
He says the worst-case scenario would be a piece of heavy equipment resting in the river and possibly damaging boats and other barges.
There were six vehicles on this barge, according to Faulkner Walsh, some of them quite large. And our concern is primarily that if they get loose and go someplace in the river, we won't know where they've gone to.
The DEC is not alone in wanting the barge out. Ivan Olick and other Queethluck residents feel the same.
I wish they could hurry up and clean up the mess and take out the equipments before spring comes around. Then if they don't, that's going to be another disaster that we're going to be looking at.
Faulkner Walsh did not return requests for interviews for this story. In Queethluck, I'm Mark Earhart.